And good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Hope you didn't get hit by too many hailstones. Well, Monday the 20th of October, sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne and the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, both the same. It's all about motorsport. Not great, worrying Piastri. Sign as the championship lead slips away after a horror weekend for the Aussie at the US Grand Prix, in which his title lead was trimmed to just 14 points. Courier Mail in Brisbane, Rugby League, a wonderful game that was played over there in New Zealand yesterday. In the Pacific Championships, there was a sickening knockout, and try controversy saw a chaotic win by the Kiwis over the Samoans in that test match. Well done to the Kiwis. Well, let's start with swimming and acknowledge the announcement last week by Ariane Titmus, OIM, of her retirement at 25 years of age, the Terminator, as she's called, and absolute legend of the sport, four-time Olympic gold medalist, two-time Olympian, reigning Olympic champion for women in the 400 metres, and current 200 metre freestyle world record holder. You will be missed, Terminator. And keeping with the water theme, all the best to the athletes selected to represent the Australian life-saving team at the 2025 International Surf Rescue Challenge in New Zealand in November. And special mention to Tiani Massey from Maroochydore. She's in the open team. And Kyneton Pickering and Zoe Woods from Alexander Headland. They're in the youth team. I'm sure things will go well. In netball, well, the Aussie Diamonds four-match series against the New Zealand Silver Ferns. The Constellation Cup started last Friday with the Aussies winning 69-52 and in Melbourne. Sophie Garbin and Kira Austin were the main point scorers there. Game two, Wednesday night in Sydney, and then games three and four in New Zealand. And congratulations to Rachel Swan from the Pine Rivers Netball Association. She won the Queensland Netball Spirit of Netball Senior Award, and Emma Fromullen from the Caloundra Netball. She won the Junior Queensland Netball Spirit of Netball Award. Well done. That was the Netball Queensland Community Award function. In AFL, the trade period is completed with Oscar Allen and Sam Draper coming to the Lions, and Christian Petrarca and Jamara Ugle-Hagan off to the Gold Coast. In the AFL Women's, round 10, two rounds to go. Yesterday, the Lions defeated Essendon. Nisa Dholi, two goals for the Lions, and the Gold Coast, they unfortunately lost to the Western Bulldogs. The latter, the Lions 4th, the Suns 18th, round 11 next Saturday. Lions will take on 2nd place Melbourne and Ipswich, cracker of a game. And on Sunday, the Suns in 18th spot will take on 17th place Collingwood. That's the AFL women. In cricket, well, the summer of cricket certainly has started down under. Yesterday with the first of three one-day internationals against India, and that was a rain-affected match in Perth. And the Aussies defeated India by 7 wickets. Mitch Marsh, 46 not out, was player of the match. Thursday, game 2 in Adelaide, game 3 Saturday in Sydney, and then there's 5 T20 games, including game 4 on the 6th of November at Carrara, before the first test against England in the Ashes series in Perth on the 21st of November. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, and continuing with our cricket, the Women's One Day World Cup, Australia top of the ladder with England now on 9 points. They take on England on Wednesday and then South Africa on the 25th of October. Let's hope it all goes well. In the local cricket, the senior men's first grade on the Sunshine Coast, Caboolture, it's a two-day game. Caboolture 8 for 302 against Caloundra. Carter Simpson 125. In second grade, Caloundra all out for 130. Caboolture 1 for 81 in reply. In the senior women round 1, Division 1, previous weekend, Caboolture 4 for 100 after 20. They defeated Tawantin 9 for 90. Round 2, next Saturday, they'll take on Nambour. And Midori Keeler, she scored 26 runs and took 2 for 16. Well done. In rugby league, well, of course, the Pacific Championships, as we mentioned, started on the weekend. In the women, the Cook Islands defeated the PNG Orchids, and yesterday the Kiwis defeated Samoa 22-20 after Moans led 20-0. In the men, Friday, on Saturday, I should say, Fiji 44 defeated the Cook Islands 24, and yesterday, in a thriller, the Kiwis 24 defeated Samoa 18. Casey McLean, two tries for the Kiwis. In motorsports, well, as we said, Formula 1, Austin in Texas, Oscar Piastri was 5th with Max Verstappen 1st and Lando Norris 2nd. Next weekend, Mexico, let's see what happens. And of course, next weekend, close to home, in the supercars, the Gold Coast 500 is on. Sun, surf and sand. Brock Feeney leading the Drivers' Championship there from Matthew Payne. In soccer, well, as Aussie Ange Postecoglou only lasted 8 games at Not Forest and was shown the door. Arsenal, top of the ladder in the EPL on 19 points. Man City 2nd on 16. In the A-League, well, the men's round 1, Brisbane Roar defeated Macarthur 1-0. to start the season with a win. James O'Shea, the goal scorer in the 37th minute. They'll take on Wellington Phoenix next Sunday in New Zealand. That won't be an easy match. In Athletic, keep this name in mind, Uwenzo Lubinda from Queensland, he's in Townsville, smashed the under-16 state 100-metre record in a time of 10.35 to break a 15-year-old record. Not even Gout Gout did this. So he set that record at the Queensland Representative School Sport State Athletics titles last Friday, and he's a name to remember. And just finally, listeners, there's been a little bit of controversy in the World Stone Skimming Championships. They were held on the island of Easdale over there in Scotland. Ireland's got a population of about 60. About 2,500 people from 27 countries attended the event, but apparently some of the competitors rounded their stones to make them more circular, and so the rock doctoring didn't go unnoticed, but the eventual winner was Jonathan Jennings from America, first ever American to win the Stone Skimming Championship, and believe it or not, over his three throws, he threw a distance of 177 metres. That's fantastic. So the event, run by volunteers, and proceeds go to local charities, and they raised £15,000. That's the World Stone Skimming Championships. Who would have thought rock doctoring would occur? Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup.
101.5 FM.